10 of the hottest years on record have all occurred in the last 16 years. And in fact, federal scientists believe that this past summer was the hottest summer on record worldwide. So climate change is here. It's happening. The time to act was yesterday. And we need to really drive down greenhouse gas pollution from fossil fuel power plants. And that's what the EPA proposed Clean Power Plan does. And you're right, I've been traveling all over New York and New Jersey and other parts of my region to try to get the public and the business community and government leaders to focus on the importance of this regulation. I think this is one of the most essential federal environmental regulations that the EPA has ever done in our long history. And we want to make sure that people are aware of it and they give us their ideas. What's really unique about this regulation is that it's very flexible and it directs every state to develop their own clean power plan. EPA developed some targets for New York on reducing carbon pollution, investments in renewable energy, and yet we leave it to the state to develop the plan, and that plan will be submitted by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation in 2016. So this is a good time for people to learn about this rule and tell the state of New York what they want to see in their clean energy future.
So because the EPA is setting the goal for each state individually.
Yes, all 50 states.
And the states then have the power to make their own plans. How does that flexibility and that adaptability of this plan ensure success? How is it more likely to be adopted rather than sort of a mandated flat rule for everybody in the country?
Right. So every state is at a different spot in terms of how they generate electricity. For instance, West Virginia burns a whole lot more coal than New York State does. We need the states to develop their own plan because we need to ensure reliability. We've got to make sure the lights stay on for everyone. And we're also very conscious of cost. The way we estimate these regulations to work is it'll cost consumers about $3 a month on their utility bills. But by 2030, there'll be about an $8.60 savings on your monthly utility bill, because we think there's going to be a really big shift toward energy efficiency, which is the cheapest thing. You know, the cheapest power plant is when you don't have to build.
Right now, we're just a couple of weeks before Election Day, and this plan has been the topic of a lot of conversations and debates.
Yes.
And in political contests all over the country.
Yeah.
And one of the arguments that I've heard before is that why should the U.S. take such aggressive steps right now when other countries, and I always hear India and China, are not doing their part to cut their greenhouse gas emissions?
Well, I think that argument really needs to be carefully responded to. The United States is a major emitter of greenhouse gas emissions. It's not like we don't have a role to play. We need to drive down our own greenhouse gas emissions, and then we definitely also need other nations to reduce emissions, China, India, every country. And that's why President Obama spoke at the UN Climate Summit that was called in September to make the case that we're all in this together. This is very much an international issue, but it's a big mistake to say that the United States should not act until other nations act. Because I also think driving down greenhouse gas emissions is good for the economy, and it's a good opportunity to create jobs. And we don't want to miss out on that. And we want clean air. I mean, I talked about the co-benefits of this regulation. Not only will it drive down greenhouse gas emissions, but also air pollutants that contribute to smog and soot and acid rain. Why should we wait to get the benefits of cleaner air? So the United States should be a leader, and we should work with other countries. We have a lot to learn from other countries as well.
One thing that, and you're from New York and you've done a lot in various offices and levels of government in as far as protecting the environment in New York. Recently in the Times Union, you wrote a letter to the editor addressing some concerns about the Dewey Lawful Landfill, the
yes.
Superfund site in Nassau, New York, in Rensselaer County. People have a lot of concerns, and I guess there's a lot of mixed messages about whether living nearby the site is safe, and there's a lot of confusion. Could you sort of talk about what the message you're trying to send is?
Sure. New York has a terrible toxic legacy. We've got toxic waste sites dotting every corner of the state. And one of the worst is actually in Rensselaer County. It's called the Dewey Lawful Landfill. There was a guy named Dewey Lawful who allowed companies from all over the region to bring 55-gallon drums of chemicals and dump them in a big hole. No liner, no environmental protection measures, and the major contaminant we're concerned about there is PCBs. So the state of New York was working hard to address this site for years. We're dealing with multiple responsible parties here, and the state handed the site over to the federal government a few years ago to step in and do the cleanup. We're very concerned about PCBs in Nassau Lake. People should not consume fish from Nassau Lake. We're looking at tributaries from the lake. And we're in the pretty early stages of developing a comprehensive cleanup plan. And what I wrote the letter to the editor about is there was some concern about a state settlement with a private laboratory that did some sampling at Dewey Lawful, and there were problems at the lab. And the concern was, are the test results that EPA has relied on accurate? And, you know, the good news, if I could say good news in the sentence, is that we've taken thousands and thousands of samples, and this lab only handled hundreds of samples, and we think we've got accurate data to take action on cleaning up this site. So there are a lot of really hard issues associated with cleaning up this toxic waste site, but the sort of the scuffle over these lab results is not one of those hard issues. Our number one goal is protecting people's health and groundwater and environmental quality, and EPA is always happy to meet with people, to field phone calls. If there are any concerns or questions, members of the public should feel free to call the EPA, and we'll do our best to address concerns.